Hooray.
That'll work.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Okay. Unless we want that background ambiance of crickets and whatever else shit is out there.
Whatever is out there. Nature.
I think there's an owl. I think I have an owl, maybe, who lives. Sometimes I hear an owl and I'm like, but I've never seen one, so.
Very wise. Very Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, I live in the 100-acre forest.
Do you think they have, I wonder what kind of animals are on this island that these people go to. Although, do they ever tell us where the fuck this island is? I feel like I always just guesstimate that it's Hawaii.
Yeah, they always tell you where they are. What are you talking about?
Do they?
On Are You the One?
Yeah, I must, like, black those parts out.
Okay, yeah, they definitely always say where they are. And then they go on dates and they exclusively mention the places that they are.
Because it's actually just a long promotional travel ad.
It really is. And I think you're thinking of Love Island.
Mm, true. That they don't, well, they tell them kind of on there too, because this season in US, they're in Hawaii. But I feel like a couple of times they were in Hawaii, but they go to different islands.
So Are You the One? Definitely, they had a couple seasons in Hawaii. They have, one of the seasons takes place in New Orleans. And I think.
Yeah, I do remember that. I
think that's season 6?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Because it was right after the one where they didn't win the money, which was season 5.
Yes. Which obviously was budget related, which we'll talk about. Our conspiracy theories, but. And then I'm trying to remember where season 8 took place, because I don't think... They definitely... Like, they're in Hawaii, but then they're somewhere else, and I can't remember now. There's a couple... I think there's a couple different locations. But yeah, they definitely say it at some point.
You know, this would have been a good thing to fact check, but...
As usual.
As per usual. Very on-brand for us. But, you know, if you guys haven't realized, we are... Today's topic is Are You the One? I realized I was literally going to sleep last night and I was just like, we don't really, like, say what the show is or, like, discuss the premise of the show per se whenever we talk about a show. So I'm like, yeah. If you're not familiar with it, you really are just getting all of the information with almost no context.
To be fair, our episode titles are the thing that we're talking about, right? Usually.
Yes, you are right.
Yeah, so it's like...
So I guess that's on you, listener. But if you are not familiar, Are You the One? It is free. But for once, I will disclose what it is, because...
No, I would like to... I would definitely like to talk about the premise of this show exclusively, because it is straight up bonkers. So...
Yes.
Go ahead.
It is an MTV dating series that came along in... I don't even fucking know, like 2013 or something like that, 2012, 2013. And they get together 20 to 24 singles, because they sometimes can't fucking decide.
I think they upped the numbers to, like, make it harder, but it didn't work.
Yeah, like, they added that, there was that one season where they added, like, that extra girl just to make it, but that was just really confusing.
Yeah, that was confusing, and it still didn't work. She made it to the end, which is so funny to me. It's so funny. Like, I feel like part of this show is, like, literally the producers versus the contestants. Like, it's this, like, psychological game of, like, them just, like, trying to beat these contestants down. And most of the time, it doesn't work. They fucking figure it out.
It's because there's always one white guy who's, like, I'm determined to figure this out.
Okay, but he's never helpful. Every season, there is always that guy, and he's never fucking helpful.
It's true. I don't know.
He just yells at everybody.
They just keep pens and paper away from them, but I would write with fucking makeup someplace.
So...
Like, what are they gonna do? Production's gonna come in and, break in and steal my shit? I mean, they might. They might. See you making a little thing, they're like, suddenly it's missing.
Yeah. No, I would wholeheartedly believe that. So, I'm sorry. So, go on the premise of it, because...
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I didn't finish. So, they bring these 20 to 24 singles together in hopes that they will find their perfect match. And it is someone who is compatible to them and also breaks from their usual dating habits of bad things. Because that's the number one thing they say at the beginning of the show. They're like, we're all bad at relationships. But, you know, these people are always somewhere between, like, 21 and usually a little older than 21, like 22 or something like that.
Yeah, they're
like
in their early, I would say early to mid-20s most of the time.
And I feel like the oldest they've had is like 28 or something. I don't think they've had anyone too old, like, in a different stage of their life.
Yeah.
Because they're coming on this show and getting damn near hammered every day.
True. Yeah, I have a lot of questions about the, like, production. This is another one of those shows that, like, similar to The Circle, where I'm just like, I need to, like, sit down with the producers and, like, ask them how this shit works. Because I'm like, okay, so you're casting from this pool, right? And then you find everybody's quote-unquote perfect match from that pool of, like, the people that you're going to have on the show. But, like, you're just matching these people up. Like, they always say at the beginning of the season, like, they're experts, they're psychologists, they're, like, professional matchmakers are, like, doing this behind the scenes, whatever, right? But I'm like, you're still casting people. So,
yeah.
Like, this, you know, I don't know. I guess it's just, like, we all know this isn't, like, real. We're just along for the ride.
Yeah, I honestly would love to be a part of the casting process as well, because if they're doing it the way that I feel like would be the best method of doing it, which would be from your applicant pool, you're just, like, you get your matchmaker or whoever, and then they match people up on, like, their professional opinion and whatnot, and then you get your psychologist will be like, okay, well, you know, these people aren't per se a good match because of A, B, and Z or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, that's fine, because it's like a 2-point process. And then from there, you guys decide, like, who you want to cast from that select group. Because I imagine at that point, they've matched up every single person.
Yeah.
And if they've matched up all of the applicants, then they can cast that way.
Yeah.
I imagine they would have to cast in pairs, per se.
Yes.
But,
and I feel like maybe that is a little bit how it goes, but I also feel like they're casting based on, like, how batshit insane these people are.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, all of these people need therapy, not a relationship. Like, they need, like, to sit down with a licensed professional and talk about their issues, not, like, eat rotten squid guts and then go on a jet skiing date. I'm like, this is so messed up what you put these people through.
Okay, but still better than Love Island, because they either do something that's hypersexual or super disgusting. Like, they have them, there was literally one competition this season on UK. They had them put it was a Thanksgiving dinner or whatever. It was on a plate. They were like, you have to get it from this plate on this side to that plate on that side by putting the food in your mouth and carrying it over there. So the man would get the food, go halfway, give the food to the woman through the mouth, and they would put it on the plate. And there was gravy and stuff, too. I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. I was so grossed out.
They did that during COVID?
Yes, girl. Bold, right?
Yeah, that is, that's disgusting. But, like, I don't know. I understand. Like, we're watching a reality show here. And we, you know, it's gotta have some, like, elements of, like, insanity and all that.
Yeah.
But
I like the, I mean, I like the games on here a bit better, because it feels more like they're trying to get these people to know each other. Like, some of them are just random physical activities, but, you know.
Yeah, sometimes they do have stuff. I will say, okay, the gay season, like, they really did some games that were, like, legit very cool. And they also had a, I don't know what she was. I think she was a relationship therapist, right?
I think so.
Couples therapist.
I do remember them bringing someone in at some point. Yeah. And I was like,
and she would,
they don't
like,
do this for every season.
No, she would like come in and like talk to them about their stuff. Like she would be like, today's lesson is communication, like blah, blah, blah. So that was kind of cool. And I was like, okay, this is like, we're like going in the right direction here.
Yeah. They also didn't cast as many people on that season.
Well, because everybody could be a match. And now, listen, I'm calling it the gay season. I know it's the like fluid sexuality season. So I'm but, not, I'm mean, just saying gay as an umbrella term. I know they weren't all gay. I know they were all bi or
I know,
fluid
I don't wanna get
or
queer.
Queer.
I don't want to get into queer politics per se.
No. I'm just clarifying that I understand.
We definitely all knew which characters were ending up with who.
Characters?
I like who said that. Castmates. There we go.
Really? I felt like a lot of the couples at the end, I was like, this is so fucking random.
Yeah, but I mean, certain ones, they're like, oh, I'm fluid. And I'm like, yes, but I'm certain that you're looking for a man, aren't you?
Yes, that was definitely true about that season. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, you are fluid, you are bisexual, you know, however you define it. But, like, you're definitely looking for a same-sex relationship, like, you know. Anyway, there were politics, you know, to that season that I was like, but overall, I have to say, I really enjoyed that season. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I was like, this is exactly, do you remember, I'm pretty sure when we were all watching it in like 2015 or 2016, whatever season that was, that I was like first introduced to it and we were all watching it at the apartment and I'm pretty sure I said they should have bisexual people on this show.
Yes. It only took several seasons for them to figure it out. But
it only took a bunch of years, but I think they did a good job.
I know.
I thought it was fun.
I agree.
I thought it was a good time. And they also, like, I was like, okay, not that there also weren't, like, fights and stuff like that on that season, but they, like, the way they communicated with each other was so much better. Like, even when they would all have a fight, like, it would somehow end in, like, okay, we're actually talking about our shit now, instead of just, like, throwing a wine bottle at your head for no fucking reason. Like,
yeah. I think it's because, well, I can't say that gay men won't do that, but they're less likely to than, like, an angry, drunk, straight dude.
No, oh, yeah, for sure.
Which is what most of the other seasons are, which is why they have fights on certain seasons. Although, I will say, they got to a certain point where they stopped having, there would just be large arguments, and it wouldn't be an actual fight.
Yeah.
So, like, if it ever got to a point where it was an actual fight, I'd be like, wild!
No, I think that they definitely, like, this isn't Bad Girls Club, you know? Like, we're not watching for, like, slap fights every episode, but they definitely amp up a conflict every season. Like, they, 100%, you can tell that they're, like, they identify who the, like, troublemakers are gonna be in the beginning, and they, like, amp their fights up, like, or the fucking, here's the thing that always cracks me up every single season, is the couples that get together really early and are like, we're a match, it's like the first week, and then they're not. Yeah. And then they spend the rest of the fucking season being like so sour and so upset and like yelling at everybody else. And it's always,
which makes no sense,
always so funny. I'm like, there's only been like a handful of times that like a couple has really found their quote-unquote perfect match early on. Like, usually it doesn't happen. It's usually, like, just, I'm like, you're just sexually into each other, which does not make you a perfect match. I'm not sure how you're not getting that.
Exactly. That is the you're point. Like, I think you're cool and blah, blah, blah. Because what I find the funniest thing out of all of that is that they'll say, like, blah, 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 I want to be with you, it doesn't matter, we're going to be together after this.
Yeah,
and then we get to the fucking
are.
Reunion. And it's just like, yeah, we dated for like 2 months, but then he cheated on me with blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, do you think that maybe this is why you're not a perfect match?
Oh,
like,
God.
The matchmaker literally had an interview with this person and was like, are you a serial cheater?
Exactly. But I feel like they look for that sort of stuff for these people. That's what I'm saying. Like, they look for people who are, like, batshit crazy because they're like, we know this is going to be a mess. And that's what people are looking for when they watch reality television. So, but it's still predicated on this whole concept of, like, you have a perfect match. And it's, like, so funny to me. Like, that's part of why I really like this show. It's just the, like, concept of, like, yes, this person is gonna solve all of your issues. And it's like,
I mean, because who doesn't love the promise of true love?
That is not how it works, even slightly. People need therapy. But anyway, yeah. I also,
they really do be looking for this person to literally change, like, all of those terrible negative things about themselves. They're like, I used to be cheated on, suddenly now that's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
I also used to, like, break dishes every Thursday, but that's never going to happen anymore now.
Never going to happen again. Like, yeah, okay. I do wonder what the success rate of people, it's, like, staying together after the show. It's very low, right?
Oh, it's super low. So they have, like, a lot of interdating between the seasons.
That's
so, like,
also what I saw when I was, like, researching season 5. And the one girl was like, well, I met my current partner through this, but he was on season 4, like, whatever it was. And I was like, oh, that's super interesting.
Yeah. So, I don't know how that happens. I'm like, do they have, like, a group chat? Like, a company mixer? Like,
I don't know. Just hanging out at the MTV offices, trying to collect your fucking check. And, you know, you bump into each other.
The way of it, that's just the way it goes, isn't it?
If only.
I mean, see, that's why I like the premise of this show a little bit better than, like, say, for instance, Love Island. Because Love Island, they do a lot of rotating of people in and out. So, like, you have to determine who your perfect match or the person you want to be in a relationship is. But, you know, are you the one really kind of, like, takes that choice away from you and is just like, no, this person is your perfect match because of all of these details.
Which I love, and it's, like, a fun, but I'm like, it's also, like, the way that they get to it at the end is always through elimination. It's, like, it's always just through pure math. Like, it's never actually through, like, chemistry or, like, making sense of, like, who goes with who. It's literally, I'm like, this is all, it's always comes down to, like, they narrow it down to, like, who didn't match and who was sitting together what weeks and how many beams they got and, like, all that. Like, it's, it just always comes down to math, and it cracks me up. I'm like, this, like, it's, you're just undermining your whole concept here.
See, that's why I'm more likely to believe that there is a matchmaker involved in this process, because the people themselves wouldn't even gravitate towards that person. So it's not like the producer's like, oh, here's two hotties, obviously they'll be together.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's how all the other shows work.
Yes.
Where it's just like, I'm hot, you're hot, let's be hot together. But
yeah, like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, they do, there's something about this show that I'm like, you're heading in the right direction, but, like, it's still reality television with, like, a bunch of crazies, a bunch of hot crazies. So I'm like, you know, it is gonna kind of end up, like, no one's actually gonna fucking learn anything from this. Yeah. Like, but, you know, it's still a cool premise. It's fun to watch. It really is. It really, like, you know, I think I watched every single season except for 7.
I thought you said you couldn't find 5.
Oh, yeah, right, 5 also. Yeah. That doesn't, exist.
It's just somewhere in the ether.
They obviously pulled it because of all the controversy. I'm like, this is so funny.
Yeah. There are 8 seasons of this show, guys, and they are scattered about throughout all of the services you have to have.
They are scattered most throughout of the universe. TV services.
Like the fucking Infinity Stones. You have to go gather them.
I managed to watch 6 solid seasons of this show in, like, 2 months. So that should tell you where I've been this summer.
Yeah, it used to, see, the thing is there are about, like, 10 or 12-ish episodes in each season, I guess. But the funny thing is it used 12. To, like, in the first, like, maybe 2 seasons, I think, like, if they figured it out before episode 10, there wouldn't be 10 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
which, I mean, looking back on it now, it's probably more of, like, a budgetary thing. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we can't afford 10 episodes right now, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, also, like, yeah, that's the other thing is, like, again, we know it's produced, you know, on some level, but, like, yeah, how is it always that they perfectly get it in the number of episodes that's supposed to, like, you know.
Exactly. They always figure it out, like, right at the end. That's how I know that, like, especially certain seasons. Now, yes, if they're...
certain seasons are.
If they're, like, especially, like, season 4, I think, where they almost didn't win, and then season 5 they didn't win.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny. But
yeah,
season 4, there is, like... they literally just figured it out in the last episode. And I'm just like, y'all had 3 or 2 matches in the first one. Now, I know that because of all of the information you got throughout the show, it really is, like, just, like, a math thing and, like, a process of elimination. You're just, like, so you kind of more, like, once you get there, you kind of have, like, a 50-50 chance mm-hmm. of, like, not getting those last two couples, yeah. right? But sometimes I'm like, there's no fucking way. Mm-hmm. There's no earthly way you could have figured this yeah. out. Other than that one girl coming over and say, here you go.
Exactly. No, I think the producers do a lot of, like, you know, manipulation. They also, like, it, you know, no offense to these people. They're all lovely, I'm sure. But, you know, they get a bunch of dum-dums. You know, they round them up and they're like, they let them loose.
I wonder how deep this application is, like. How many, like, I'm sure they have, like, your face value of, like, oh, just this basic information. And then, like, how many tests do they make you do after that?
Well, they apparently...
to, like, figure out things.
They, like, they interview your, like, friends and family and stuff, too, right?
Oh,
okay. Don't they, like...
well, that would make
don't
sense.
Don't they, like, talk to your exes and your parents and shit? Like, I'm oh, pretty yeah, sure yeah. that's part of have, it. Because they bring them on.
Because they have games.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. Certain seasons, though, do they do it every season where they bring the parents or something?
No, they kind of alternate. I think sometimes they bring in exes, sometimes they bring in parents. I always love when they bring in parents. That's always the funniest fucking part. So funny. I'm like, I wish you did this every season. It would be so funny.
There was one season where they brought in some girl's ex, and as soon as he came in, they just immediately were just, like, picked up where they left off. And I'm like... y'all broke up right before this show. Like, you broke up for this
you
show.
You broke up specifically to go on this show, yeah. No, I do think it's funny when they bring in an ex and then immediately they know who the match is. Because it's, like, the same exact type of person.
Yeah. You're like, oh, so that's your type.
Yeah. Or, like, it just explains so much about the person.
So, I know we were talking about people who pair up immediately. And...
they're always the worst.
Honestly, the number one that I always remember is from the first yeah. season. I think her name was Shanley or something. Yeah. And that one tall dude, she yeah. was just like, he's my match. And then she just went off the entire season, no matter what, yeah. about, like, how he was still her match, yeah. no matter what.
And he was Chris, even at, right? Was his name Chris?
Yeah, and he was, like, from Virginia.
I think he was. He's from Virginia Beach. The first season is so iconic in such a messy way because they clearly had not nailed down some details yet. And, like, because you can tell the one guy is journaling. And I'm like, they did not let them have pen and paper after that. So there were clearly some things going on here that they hadn't, like, quite nailed down the
production details. Yeah, they didn't even think about it. They were like... I bet someone was just like, don't you think they'll just figure it out if they have pen and paper? And I'm just like, but we can't take that away from them. This isn't jail.
Because there was...
It is now.
There was then another season. Well, they do it on all the reality shows. They don't let them have, you know, stuff. But, like, there was... I swear to God, there was one season they were figuring it out with solo cups and then, like, cereal or something. It had, like, Cheerios. And they were, like, the Cheerios were the people. It was so...
I think that was season 3, because that was the one I was watching. So it was the only one funny. I hadn't seen.
I think... is that the one that's behind... that's your background right now?
Yes,
because the girl that's, like, right behind your head, she was the one who just...
Kiki.
Yeah. Yes, Kiki. Oh, my God. That was her name. She found a match really early, right? And then he was such a fucking dick. And then she just kept bouncing around. I think she went into the truth booth 4 or 5 times and didn't match with anyone.
No, she had, I think, she had been in the truth booth almost every single episode.
Oh my god, that was so, like, the more that she kept not matching, the funnier it fucking got. And I was like, look, I feel sorry for you on, like, a certain level, but, like, this is, like, one of the funniest things to happen on this show, because they just kept sending her in to, like, they, like, at a certain point, they were like, oh, we just have to, like, eliminate, like, process of elimination, like, figure out who Kiki's match is. And then I don't think they got there until the very last episode.
Yeah.
When they, like, pulled it out of their ass somehow.
Weirdly enough, I can almost applaud them for that, because I'm like, after she had been in, like, two or three times, it's like, well, if she's up, we might as well keep throwing her in to figure out who's not her match, because at least that tells us some information, yeah, instead of just guessing at someone else. But I'm like, y'all had so many people who went in who y'all were so like, oh, we think they're a match, we think they're a match. I'm like, why not use the truth booth to determine, yeah, that, instead of being all like, oh, we're just going to send Kiki in so we can find out more information.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that was one of the big, like, arguments of the season, is like, people kept, like, I always love
doing stupid shit.
Yeah, and I always love when they have the, like, head versus heart argument, because I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's so funny. Like, fucking Ryan or the other host will be like, you guys are using your head, you have to use your heart, that's why you keep failing, that's why you're not, like, getting more beams. And I'm like, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, he starts to do that on seasons where they get too smart, and yes, they're like, we're gonna try this strategy, and he's just like, you guys need to use your heart, yeah, not your head. And I'm,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
See, that's why I hated him, because I'm just like, look, bitch, you are not a relationship guru or an expert. You're just some random dude they pulled and were like, hey, be this host. Don't pretend to be any more than you are.
I know.
You are just a mouthpiece. Don't give me advice.
It's so funny. Remember when the one girl, I forget what season that was, like, literally popped off on him? I think that was also season 3. Because season
3, I think it was.
Season 3 was such a fucking hot mess. I would say to anybody who hasn't seen this show before, if you want to, like, maybe watch a season, please watch season 3. It is so funny. Like, top to bottom, it's a mess. And, like, that moment where that girl went off on him, oh my god. I was fucking dying.
I know, but I was also like, she's right.
She was like, Ryan, you're not on our side. And he was like, I am. I am on your side. I know it seems like I'm not, but I am.
It's like, you don't even fucking know us.
Yeah.
Actually, weirdly enough, I think the picture is your picture. I think that's that scene.
No, I don't think so, because I think that was a white girl who popped off on him.
Is that not a white girl? That looks like a white girl with a tan.
Oh, maybe. I can't tell.
I like how we're discussing the picture.
Yeah, this lovely
But it's
visual.
His face that he's making. That's why I'm like, I swear that was the exact face he made.
I know, but
Chanel
he always makes
him
that face. That's why I picked this photo. He does. It's so, like, indicative of his smug aura.
Yeah, let's talk about
that
Ryan Devlin.
That literal, Ryan Devlin. That meme from It's Always Sunny where he's like, I don't like this painting. It's smug aura mocks me. Like, that is literally Ryan Devlin.
Awful. I was so glad when they fucking replaced him with that black guy. I was like, oh,
I
God.
Like the, yeah. I think his name's Terrence.
Yeah, Terrence J.
Terrence J. I like him. He's got a calming presence that I appreciate on this show, because the rest of it is so bonkers, and then you get to him, and you're like, ah, you're a nice man.
Yeah.
At least it feels that way anyway. I don't know what he's like.
He's the one who feels like he is actually on your side and trying, yes, to help you. Ryan just seemed like, don't even want to fucking be, especially, like, towards the latter seasons he was there. He didn't seem like he wanted to even fucking be there.
Yeah, he's evil. He's definitely something evil is going on there. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he was, like, doing another job and then was just like, oh, I don't want to be here anymore. Or maybe enough people hated him that they fired him. That would be funny.
They're like, we've decided to go in a different direction.
It's your face. We don't like it.
I know, but the thing is Terrence J got into, like, a little bit of trouble. Like, I think, was he the host on season 8?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, I think it was, like, right after that. Like, I think I saw some stuff in the news about him being, like, he got in trouble for, like, drunk driving or something.
No.
And had, like, his kid in the car or something like that. And I was like, oh.
Yikes.
I'm like, well.
The fame monster gets to us all.
I know.
really does.
Cue Lady Gaga.
she fucking warned us, man. She fucking said what she said, okay? Did we listen? No.
Does anyone ever listen? That is the premise of this show.
She's a prophet. Yeah, no, I feel like the first season is iconic in certain ways. Because it's got this rawness to it that they just, like, it feels like a bunch of, like, puppies that they just, like, let loose in a cage, you know? They were just like,
yes.
We don't know what's going to quite happen. We don't know which of these dogs are going to try to hump each other, but we're just going to see what fucking... And then they struck gold with Chris and Shanley. I feel like they were just like, yes, this is it. And they just kept trying to go back to it all season.
Yeah, the funny thing...
Because okay, then so the he found his match, remember? This was like, it was like halfway through the season. He actually found his match.
Yeah, and then he like left. And then she was all like pissed off and shit. So wait, funny. What? Oh my God, I have to figure... I'm trying to remember which season it was where... It might have been season 7. Mm-hmm. Where like the girl... There were like these two black girls and this one guy or whatever. And then she... I think his name was Dre. But
season 7
he got like paired up and he like found his perfect match. And tell me why before he left the house the next day, homegirl went and slept with him. I was like, so like, you know, this is on TV, right? Like,
that's
it's not like
that's the other thing. I'm like, they just. Yeah, exactly. Like, they really just... I'm like, there's cameras literally everywhere. And then the next day, they're, like, so regretful or whatever. And I'm just like, but you knew that this was gonna happen. Like, you knew this. I think season 4 was like that, too. Where there was a... Right? There was a love triangle. And then... It was kind of the same thing where, like, they slept with each other and then it was like, oh, but you were blah and blah. And I'm like, well, first of all, none of this is real. And secondly, everybody saw you do that. So, what's the...
Very strange.
What's the problem here? Yeah, I think it was season 4 that we... That I was introduced to this show. That we all watched.
Oh, yeah, that was the one I was originally watching, yes.
Yeah, that we all watched together. Because I recognized, started to recognize a bunch of the people as I was, like, the more I was watching the season, I was like, oh, I do remember these stupid idiots.
Yeah, I remember the guy, Asaf, because he's from Tel Aviv. And I remember her one friend being like, yeah, the guy from Tel Aviv. And I'm like, of course you like him.
Fun fact. He is also on Worst Cooks in America on one season.
That's that's something.
Because it was funny. I was watching it, and I was like, I really recognize this guy, like, more than the other people. And I was like, is he, like, an actor? Maybe he's an actor or something. And I Googled him, and he's on Worst Cooks in America, which is one of my other top reality shows of all time. Yeah, I have I have fond memories of season 4, just from... I don't ever remember finishing it when we all watched it together, but definitely...
Yeah, I was looking at, like, the perfect matches, because I was trying to figure out which season was in New Orleans, and that was season 6.
Yeah.
But, yeah, pretty much almost all of them, they're in Hawaii, except for season 2, where they're in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico! That's what it was. I was like, I knew they went somewhere else that was tropical, but, like...
Oh, also, season 5 is in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
The infamous season that you can't find anywhere.
Yeah. They were cursed the minute they set foot there.
Yeah. Also, they got 2 blackouts, I think. Oh, no, wait. This was back when... I think that's what they do now. It's like, if it blacks out, your prize money drops to, like, half.
Yeah.
Because they used to just knock off, like, $250,000 each time you get a blackout. Yeah. But instead, they're now just like, now it's immediately in half. Because season 5, they're like, oh, you could win $1 million. And then they blacked out in the second week.
uh, Yeah, there was definitely a couple seasons where they won. They did not win the $1 million. Like, they still got everything in the end, but they didn't win the full prize money. No, I do. It's funny how they, like, continue to try to raise the stakes every season. And I'm just like, yeah.
The stakes have never been higher. See, well, now that they've done a gay season, I don't know if they can go backwards.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, go back to their quote-unquote original format.
I think they'll do like, another straight. I think they'll do another straight season.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, when you look here on the wiki, it makes it seem like the show's over. Like,
oh, really?
They're like, well, it's over. It was from then to 2019. And I'm like, is it never coming back?
Did it get canceled? Are we talking about a canceled show and we have no idea?
I would hope
not. A legend? A fallen legend?
Justice for our fallen sister. This is for my people that just lost some.
Well, they better do another gay season because I'm auditioning.
I know. Like, I keep seeing people talk about how they want like a gay love island or whatever, and I'm just like, I feel like that's just the last season of Are You the One? Yeah. But also, that HBO show, I can't remember what it was called now, Dating Around. The one that was during Christmas time.
Oh!
That was on HBO Max.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I never actually got around to that, but yeah.
Yeah. So that one had a gay guy in it, so I'm like, I feel like it would be more, closer to that. Yeah. But at the same time, I think what they're thinking is they're like, how do we stop them, like, all of the contestants from fucking each other? I guess that's what they're thinking. But I'm like, but that's the fun of it.
That's the fun of it.
That's where the mess. That's where the messy drama comes
in. Exactly. Yes.
You just got to make sure there's cameras everywhere so people don't get too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's more fun with a queer cast because you're like, who, it literally could be anybody with anybody.
Exactly.
It's great. So, I don't know. I also, like, the season 8 was so wholesome in a way. Like, they had that queer prom that one night where they were like, we're all gonna dress, like, you know, gender and then have the prom that we all never had. Because I was like,
I know, that was very RuPaul's Drag
y'all
Race.
Y'all are so fucking cute. I thought it was cute. They were fun.
Those wholesome episodes. That was very, yeah. It was a good, that was a good season.
I wonder if that,
I still follow some of those people.
Yeah, I wonder, is that one couple still together?
Which one?
Man, I'm trying to remember. The guy with the long hair who was like obsessed with the other guy, and then the gender fluid person who had a drag persona. And they were so funny. Oh. They were, like, so iconic. And they literally were like, you're my match. And the guy was like, no, I'm not. I love this other guy. But then they did fucking end up being a match. And they were actually very cute.
Yeah, was the one guy's name Bassett?
Bassett?
Yeah, and Jonathan.
Bassett and Jonathan. I guess. Yes, they were so fucking funny. Because Bassett was literally like, you're my match. And Jonathan was like, no, I'm not. I love what's his name, and then fucking ended up being a match.
Wrong.
Oh, that was also the one where they like tried to like, they like revealed that they were a match before they went to the truth booth. It was like a very odd editing choice. I was like,
oh yeah.
Like they did it for like, I think because they weren't really getting many matches throughout like. For a certain period, and then they were like, we're just gonna randomly reveal who's a match. Like, but just to the audience, not to the contestants.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, like, have you seen Are You the One Second Chances?
No.
That was a season they randomly did in Australia, and Karama hosted that. But
really?
Yes. And it was just various people from other seasons of Are You the One, and they were, like, giving them a second chance at love by trying to match them up with other people from other seasons.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
But that season was, like, so messy just because of, like, how they did it, and there was, like, a weird elimination process. I genuinely can't remember how it was formatted, but I just remember there was, like, at some point, they would, like, ask you, would you choose love or money? And they had to, like, hit the button whether they would choose love or money. And they would have, like, the guy and the girl, like, stand across from each other. And I feel like there were so many times where the other person was just like, money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the women were always just like, love, and the dude was like, money.
Oh my god, I'd choose money. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. Get your head in the game. Let's go. It's fucking money, obviously. Like, I'd lie for television, but, like, it's obviously money. That's like that fucking show, is it on Netflix, where they're like, mortgage or marriage? And I'm like, obviously, get the house. What are you doing? What are you fucking doing? You're so stupid. That's an investment. Versus, like whatever the hell.
Literally.
I don't know. So funny.
Just a party. So, do you want to spend a large chunk of money on a party or on a down payment on a home that you will probably own for the rest of your life? And like,
I don't know. Let me think about that. Like, if you have the money for both, great. But if it's a choice, that's so stupid.
Like, unless you already own a house and it's like, we actually are already in a house and we're just like thinking about buying a new house or having a large extravagant wedding. There must be like some really sad story that goes along with it that has to like rationalize the wedding. Like, my mom's dying and this is the only time that she's going to be able to see me get married or something. God.
But like, again, like, it's so stupid because I'm like, you can literally have a backyard wedding for like,
I know, I'm like, buy the house and then have the wedding in the
backyard. $20, have the wedding at your house that you just bought, stupid. That you don't have to fucking rent a place. Oh my god, people are so stupid. Anyway.
I love to laugh.
What was I gonna say? Oh, we do definitely need more gay reality dating shows, though.
I agree, there's just so many reality shows that don't cater to that.
Yeah.
And they keep saying, like, the reason why. But that's why I also brought up the whole thing about, like, the contestants all fucking each other. Because, like, I think someone's asked about, like, why they won't do, like, a gay season of The Bachelor. Or maybe it was Love Island or something. And they were just talking about, like, logistical concerns or something. And I'm like, what does that even mean?
Oh, I see. Okay, so, like, if, like, say it were, like, an all-male gay season of The Bachelor, then they're concerned about the, like, all the guys fucking each other.
Exactly, but I'm like, is that not messier? That not the television?
Oh my god, I would watch that in a fucking heartbeat. Are you kidding me? Like, that's part of it. It's spicy. Come on. Like,
this season of The Bachelor will be a game within a game.
Literally. I'm like, if I have to watch 20 dudes all interact, they better be gay. I'm not fucking watching these straighties. They're boring.
Yeah, the only context in which I watched that was Unreal.
True. Which was a good time.
Yeah. Because we got to know how they were producing. And that really just pulled the curtain back on, like, all these reality shows, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, see, now that makes so much sense. Because they do be acting one way one minute and then another way another.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying about Ari the One, too. I'm like, there's definitely, like, the way that the mechanics of the show work, I'm like, there's no way that there's not some shady shit going on behind the scenes.
Also, I think this is one of the only reality shows where they, like, allow them to actively drink, like, whenever they want, or, like, basically.
Oh, really? Aren't
for Ari?
Like, I feel like that's most shows, right? They want them to get drunk.
See, that's what I would think, but so on Love Island, they're not always drunk. They, like, drink sometimes, but they don't, it doesn't show them, like, drinking that often. And I think we, like, did a little research and they're, like, only have, like, maybe 2 glasses of wine a night or something like that. And I'm like, 2 glasses? I'm really supposed to be sober and interact and, like, find love on this island? No way. I have to be blasted.
Chad going on a reality show. I have to be sober?
Just because I'm like, there'd be so many instances where I'm just like, I need a drink. Where I'm like, I know you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, exactly. Interacting with that many people, there's not going to be, there's going to be at least one of them who annoys the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I know what you're like in a group of people, for sure. And I can honestly say I would watch that season.
Why does that make me sound awful?
I didn't mean it like that. I'm also awful in a group of people, which I think would make me perfect for this show specifically.
Yes.
Because I definitely would get blackout drunk and, like, have beef with someone slash hook up with someone and then super regret it. So, like...
I was going to say, and run away. They were like, wait, where is she?
Fucking prison break, and then they have to bring me back. Oh my god, that'd be so funny. Please let me on. Please. I promise you'll get a really good shot of me, like, running down the beach. I'll be like that one girl in, what was that other show we watched? Love is Blind, where she was running away from the altar.
Yeah.
She was literally runaway bride.
See, now that show needs to come back. See, I love a good a reality show that has a great premise for what they decide to do with the dating.
I totally, totally agree. It's like, why I like this, why I like The Circle. I mean, obviously The Circle is not dating, but, like, the premise of it is so cool. Like, Love is Blind, like, it has a really interesting, like, setup. They did a thing where it's like a reunion, kind of, they're, like, catching up with everybody. From the first season.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I don't even know if I'm going to watch it. Like, I kind of don't care.
I kind of only want to watch it to see what happened to the blonde girl who was so crazy the first season.
I know, but I also feel like it could have just been a YouTube video versus, like, a whole three-episode
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, true.
I'm like, I could have caught up in 15 minutes on YouTube.
That's a lot. No, and then what's that other show? Did you finish watching that where they have, like, the, like, insane prosthetic makeup on?
Yes, I did. Sexy Beast.
Yeah.
That one's another fun one. What's really kind of mind-boggling is, like, all right, it's British, so, you know, the people look different. I mean,
different
they're hot British
what?
People. Are more... I just mean, like... You know, like, how on American reality shows, I feel like they try and find, like, some of the hottest people they can fucking find.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can believe that on that version, that's, like, there were some hot people because, like, all the women seem to be very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the dudes, they were just like, sure.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, eek. I don't know what to do about that. It's been very weird because, like... I've noticed a weird trend of that, like,
oh, yeah.
From watching just a bunch of random reality dating shows. I'm just like, all of these, so Love Island US this season, a lot of very attractive women. A lot, Love Island UK this season, a lot of very attractive women.
Yeah.
Just other reality shows I'm watching. What was the other one I'm watching? F-Boy Island, attractive women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not understanding why they're finding these dudes that don't match to par with the attractive one.
I think it's just a reflection of, like, the double standard of our society. Like, I really do. And I think that the women are also just, like, shellacked in makeup. They've got extensions. They, you know, I think it's,
yeah.
like, it's very just indicative of how... men and women are supposed to present themselves. Because I also notice that most of the time. I mean, that's just how I feel in general. Like, when I walk outside and I'm like, you know, I see women and I'm like, wow. And then I see men and I'm like, eh. But, like, yeah, it's really bad when you look at these, especially reality shows. I feel like really, you know, it's all over media. But it's like, I think that these dating shows really, like, heighten it in a way that is... I have to say, that's also why I liked the gay season. Because
yeah.
everybody was a varying level of, like, kind of quirky and kind of attractive, but also had their own, idiosyncrasies, I guess. You know, like,
yeah,
everybody wasn't, like,
still no fatties.
Standardly hot. Well.
No fatties. There were a femme, but were there any Asians?
That's true. They really do not cast from a, it's mostly, like, white, black, and then, like, a little bit Latino, but, like, not really a lot of other races.
And I can believe that some of that has to come from,
cultural.
Cultural thing. Yeah. I was literally just thinking that because I'm just like, you know, I can imagine that there aren't too many Asian people who would be like, oh yeah, my family would be super keen on me being on this show right now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So I can like buy that, or like Muslim be like, you know, my family would not approve of this at all.
Exactly.
So yeah. I can believe that. So I can imagine that the numbers of applicants from those ethnic backgrounds could be lower. Yeah. But at the same time, if you only got 5, cast at least one of them.
Yeah. I want to say they've definitely, on Are You the One at least, they've definitely had a couple of Asian girls, Asian men.
Yeah.
And then I want to say there was one girl who was Muslim, because I remember they her mom or somebody came on at some point, like a video from her mom or whatever, and she was like not happy with what was going on.
And there you go.
And I was like, yo, I wouldn't either. I mean, like, I would like to be on this show, but, like, if I had a daughter who was like, I'm going to do this, I was like, I'd be like, no, the fuck you're not. What are you doing? No, you're not. No, you're not going to do that right now.
I would let them. I'd be like, do you?
Really? I'd be like, get a real job. Get a real job.
Well, I would prefer that they have, like, a real job. Because, you know, sometimes these people go on there and they have, like, you know, some of them have, like, good jobs or whatever, and then the other ones are, like, they just do whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, I love how they used a water technician as a profession in one of the things. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? It was, like, when they had that one girl from Love is Blind, she was, like, a bomb, whatever, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, oh my god. They don't ever on Are You the One talk about what these people do. I don't think they really ever go over their professions at all, right?
Yeah, I wonder how many of these dudes randomly just work at T-Mobile.
See, I think they're all, like, models and actors. I think they're all people who are trying to, like, break a career in, like...
acting. Yeah, see, that's why they don't say what their profession is, because they're all like, I'm an actress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we can't have 27 actresses like that.
No one's gonna buy that.
Yeah. It also, like, to be fair, like, it kind of doesn't matter when it, like, comes down to the show. You're just like, I don't really care what these people do.
It's like... It's true. See, but going back to what we were saying about the hotness disparity, because I just had another thought about it. I'm like, I really wouldn't have that... Because thinking about it, I'm like, I hate to always think about it in that, like, context of being like, oh, this person's hot, that person's not, or whatever. And I'm like, but it really wouldn't be that big of a deal if it wasn't that obvious or whatever. If you worked harder to, like, kind of balance it out with the casting where everyone kind of just looks the same... Or some, well, not the same. I can't say that. What am I looking
for? No. I think, because that's a good point, and I think it has more to do with the standards of attractiveness that these shows are pushing. It's not really necessarily, like, who's hot and who's not, because obviously, like, we all have a preconceived notion of, like, beauty from, like, mostly Western standards, and we, you know, we can identify that in a person, but, like, I think it's just more the, like, the standards. Like, I'm looking at these women behind you in this photo, and, like, they all are wearing probably extensions, wigs, you know, whatever. Yep. Their eyebrows are done, fucking threaded. They've all got eyeshadow on, mascara. Like, it's just, like, it's just the standard of, like, what these shows push, you know, versus, like, the men are just, like, there.
Alive, breathing.
And it's so funny because there's a couple, I remember thinking about this, because there are a couple scenes where they show them doing their makeup or something, and it's like pre them putting their full face on, and I'm like, holy shit, this is a real person. You know, you're like, wow, this is a real woman. Like, that's crazy. Like, I don't know, it's really fucked up. It is really, really fucked up. We can get into, like, how many layers of fucked up it is.
Yeah. I'll at least say on Love Island, they do a lot of... There's at least, like, a good percentage of time where they're in makeup and out of makeup. Because, like, in the morning times, they're, like, always all out of makeup and whatnot.
Yeah.
And sitting
around. I think they tried to show that a little bit. But, like, again, like, it's really about what the standards are. Like, what standards we're holding to different genders.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot of different things that make different people attractive. So, I mean, like, really just the standard of being, like, oh, tall, buff, or, like, fit, and has, like, abs or something. Yeah. And, like, that's not always gonna be what attracts somebody to someone.
Right.
Because if that were the case, then there wouldn't be those, you know, fat guy, skinny wife couples. So, you know...
Which are also fucked up. No,
as long as they're not literally Kevin from... Kevin Can Go Fuck.
Which I still have to watch. I forget what I was going to say now. But yeah, no, I mean, it's... They are definitely pushing an agenda that is, like, very prevalent in a lot of media. And
yeah,
then you watch these and it's just, like, quite frankly sickening.
Yeah, because I'll say with at least, what was the one? Love is Blind. I feel like with that one, they did a bit more of pulling people who are, like, you would naturally see in the world type of things. I mean, there were some who are, like, a little bit more traditionally attractive or whatever, but yeah. I mean, it seemed more like normal people and stuff like that. You know, like, back how they used to cast in the 90s? Like, for TV, or for movies and shit?
Like,
and you're
Real
like,
World?
Oh, those are normal people. And, like, now it's just, like, literally Instagram models. And I'm like, but who cares about them anymore?
Yeah. No, I do.
Maybe
Well, I mean, this is not the discussion that we're having today. But social media has done a lot to really warp our standards of beauty.
To really set us back as society.
And, like, especially for women. Like, I'm sorry, it's just the truth. Like, we're, you know, we've always been held to, like, different standards of, like, how, what is deemed attractive and acceptable for women. And social media has pushed it to such a level that is so fucked up. And I see these, like, you know, very young women, teens and, like, early 20s, like, I'm like, you look 45. You don't...
I know, teens don't even look like teenagers anymore.
Fucking...
Like, I'm watching shows, and I'm like, that is a 20-something-year-old person. And the thing why it works is because now when you look at them, they're like, no, that's what this teenager looks like. I'm like, and y'all need to stop that.
It's bad. It is gonna...
I also feel...
They are gonna grow up.
I also feel that...
Yeah, we're gonna look back and it's gonna be like, wow, that's so shitty, and it's gonna have some ramifications that nobody is prepared for. But I'm sorry, go ahead, I interrupted you.
Oh no, I was gonna say, I feel like it's also being, like, pushed by, you know, pedophiles at the same time.
Definitely.
There's, like, a weird pseudo thing to it, and I'm like, I don't know what it is, but y'all need to.
Yeah. It's jail.
Prison, honey.
Jail for 1,000 years. Yeah, I mean, it's being pushed by a couple of different things. It's, you know, there's, like, the makeup industry and a lot of the, you know, beauty industry is pushing a lot of it. Which is why you get so many, like, influencers pushing certain products of, like, this will make your wrinkles go away, or, like, whatever the fuck, I don't know.
Yeah. I think that's, again, why we gravitated so much to the gay season. I mean, or the queer season, we'll say that. But, because, you know, not just because we identify in that group, but also they did do a lot to, like...
You're like, first of all, we're gay, secondly...
But also, like, they did a lot to, like, pull different people, because I'm thinking about, like, say, for instance, like... Remy versus Paige versus Bissette versus Jonathan.
They're
all very different.
Yeah. Like, even the attractive guys, you know, were kind of like, yeah, all right. Like, you're...
Yeah, that one black guy whose name I can't remember. Super buff dude.
Oh, who ended up with the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were cute. I thought they were a cute match. But yeah, and, like...
Also, I love that they had a trans man on there.
Yeah, they had Kai.
Who was... Yes, that was his
name. Poor Kai.
Biggest slap.
Oh my god, I felt so bad for him, though, because he clearly was, like, on hormones. Like, he was actively taking tea, I think, at the time. Mm. And I was like, you're just, like, letting him loose in this group of people who, like, all wanted to fuck him for some reason. Yeah. They were all so horny for him. And I was like, well, this is his, like, I think he said it on the show. Like, he was like, this is, like, crazy for me because I've never experienced this sort of level of, like, people being into me. And, like, I felt, I really felt bad for him. And then I think he ended up with that tall guy, and I was like, this is such a weird fucking match, but
oh, the dorky guy, yes.
Yeah.
That was a very weird pairing. Oh, but also there, you know.
Huh?
Dorky guy, the big, tall, dorky guy with glasses.
Yeah. Oh, right, right, oh. That he was a different, yeah. He's a different, like, yeah, no, and I would say the girls, you know, on that season two were, like, not, you know. Not your typical almost 6 feet, you know, model-esque, you know, giant hair extensions. Like, they weren't, yeah, they still were, like, in makeup and stuff, but, like, they weren't quite the same. Also, Amber, if you're out there, call me. She was great, and she did not deserve what happened to her.
I genuinely don't remember. It's been so long since I've seen that season.
She was the one who was, like, she was kind of more petite, and she was one of those, I'm trying to remember the girl that she was with in the beginning, and they were like, we're a match, and then they weren't, of course, and then it was one of those situations where it was like, well, we're going to be together anyway, and then they, of course, weren't, and the other girl was just, like, wanted to sleep around kind of a thing, which I was like, well, yeah, you're on this show, so I get it. But,
I understand.
But, yeah. Yeah, the season was, it was fun. It was really, really was.
Yeah, did you see the New Orleans season?
Yeah. I watched that one. That was six, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just, honestly, that one was only weird to me because of, like, where they were staying. I know it was, like, a large house in New Orleans or, like, in the heart of New Orleans or whatever. But it was still just, like, kind of weird because I felt like they were stifled because I felt like they couldn't, like, go anywhere. And this was, honestly, this was, like, way before COVID. And, like, it seems like they still couldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's mainly because of this show being such a controlled experiment. Because, mm-hmm. genuinely, from the other seasons, they're not allowed to really go anywhere either.
Right.
They only go places when they go on dates.
Right. That's true. I don't know. Yeah, that season did have a weird feel to me, and I feel like it was kind of, I think it had a little bit to do with, like, how the last season had gone before that, and the fact that it had a lower budget and stuff like that.
I mean, do we want to talk about the conspiracy theories of season five? We can close out with that.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked, reading about that, but I was also like, well, I guess that tracks, yeah. Because it was what? It was, like, the one, there was, like, a couple things that happened that were, like, somebody got called the N-word, and they never did anything about it, and then somebody else got sexually assaulted, and they never did anything about it, kind of a thing. Like, there were, like, this stuff like that was happening, and then they were so close to figuring it out, and then this one girl went into the room with the producers for, like, 3 hours and came out and chose the wrong person, and they lost. And I was just like, yeah, that all sounds really fucking shady.
Yeah, and that one girl who was, like, she wasn't supposed to drink on her medication or whatever, but she was drinking that night, and they gave her medication at the same time or something.
Yes.
Or whatever, says they, because they knew that would make her, like, more delirious or whatever, and they just wanted more drama, I guess. And I'm like, ooh.
Which, like,
so
straight from Unreal, that girl who killed herself, because they were like,
right?
Take your psychotics. Or don't take them, or whatever that happened, and then she jumped off the roof. This shit is real, man. This shit is real. Yeah, I think there was also, in the article that I specifically read, there was also, like, several people who were on the season were like, yeah, you could tell that there was a certain tenseness to the, like, production, and they were like, short on cash and, like, that sort of stuff that I was like, yeah. I mean, even if it's, like, after the fact you realize that, like, it's still very confirming.
Very shady. Mm-hmm. You're like,
Yeah, exactly.
No, I totally agree.
So, yeah, and, okay, and just the fact that you can't find it anywhere, I'm like, that to me definitely says something happened.
Okay, so I feel like there was one point where I was looking for... There are a bunch of random things that you can't find online from a certain time period. Mm. Or just in general. Like, you'll, like, look back and you'll be like, why can't I find this thing? It's specific. And I'll say it has a lot to do with MTV stuff, so I don't know what they're doing over there. Mm. But, like, say, for instance, like, Next. You can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
And we all remember it being just, like, really funny and whatnot. And I'm like, but I remember watching a random episode on YouTube because I was like, oh, someone has this episode of Next on YouTube or mm-hmm. something. Because they did put Next up on, I think, Paramount, but it's only, like, one specific season. And I'm like, why that season? That's so strange. Because I'm like, if you're going to pick a season, pick, like, season one or something. Right. Not, like, season four or something. Right. But I feel like it has to do with the type of climate that we're in now. So they're trying to, like, retroactively, like, scrub it from the internet.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's also... Because I told you we were watching Real World at a moment, and I was, like, trying to find the original San Diego season, but they don't have that online, and I'm like, I went online, and I was, like, reading about shit, and it was like, oh, yeah, some girl got, like, sexually assaulted or whatever while they were having, like, a party or something, so, like, they were having a party upstairs or something, and some girl had got assaulted in a bathroom, like, downstairs, and, like, I think they said, like, a camera person did nothing about it or something, and I'm like... What the fuck? And I'm, but you can't find that season anywhere either. And I'm like, you would think you would because Jamie Chung, who's like a very prevalent Asian actress right now, that's where she originally came from.
Oh, interesting. So I'm like,
yeah, she wanted to be an actress on that season. And I remember that because that was like one of the first seasons I really liked of Real World because I liked the cast and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like finding out all this other stuff behind the scenes. I'm like,
yeah.
What's going on, man?
I mean, I guess we do, like I said, like, we do have to accept that it's reality television, and, like, there's a certain level of, like, manipulation that always happens, and, like, producing that always happens, because they're still, it's television, and they want it to look and be a certain way. But, yeah, there, I think that MTV is probably, I think you're right in that they're trying to scrub some certain things from existence. Yeah. And they're like, we need to, like, keep our image at least somewhat. I don't know. I don't even know if I can say clean at this point, because it's like, we all been new, you know? But, like, they don't want certain... There's certain things where you're crossing the line that it's like, we don't want evidence of that.
Yeah. Mm. And I always wonder how much of that has to do with budgetary shit and how much of it is, like... Oh, we don't want to accept libel if any of this shit actually is real.
Yeah. Totally imagining an Unreal reboot where it's, like, dealing with this side of it. The, like, not, like...
Oh, like, post-Me Too type thing? Or?
No, 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 like, okay, so Unreal focused on, like, the production of it, of the actual show, right? And then you could have another show that's like kind of a companion piece... That's, like, dealing with the, like, what's it called? I guess the post-production. Like, the, you know, the corporate side of it. Of, like, oh, we're trying to hide this. And we're trying... We're, like, all these conspiracies that are, like, on the corporate end. I think that could be it.
Oh, yeah. I think that could be interesting. I feel like they were trying to do that with, like, season... Like, the very last season.
A little bit. But, like...
Because they were introducing a lot more of the corporate thing. Because I think they were trying to pivot from the... Bachelor dating show.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Like, now you could have a, like, a companion show that's, like, you don't have to necessarily bring back Unreal. I'm just saying, like, more of, like, a tone-wise, a companion show to, like, deal with this end of it where it's, like, all these, like, conspiracies and stuff like that. I think it'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I no, love I'm to come up with ideas on this show that, like, we obviously will never get around to developing, but it's so much fun.
I know. That's... But that's the fun part about being a creative. You get to come up with a million ideas and then maybe never use them.
And never do them. It really is. That's the best part. I love to have 17 ideas floating around in my head at one time and never do anything about any of them. But yeah, I think that those are my thoughts on Ari the One. I would love it to come back. I really hope it's not canceled. It is. It's a lot of fun.
I know. It's
one of my faves.
I love it too. I mean, if it's not going to come back, I need a gay replacement.
100%. 100%.
Exactly.
And I need to be like... on it. I just want to be on it. Let me in. Put me in, coach.
I definitely saw something. I did see something recently in my inbox about something. I want to say it was on, like, WoW, like, World of Wonder. Yeah. They're trying to do, like, a gay dating show or whatever, and they're saying it's going to be, like, nothing else or whatever. So I'm like,
interesting.
I'm very interested to know what this is. I mean, I did not apply to that because I was thinking about it. I'm just like, would I myself want to go through that emotional turmoil? Because, I mean, it's like... It's one thing for, like, your mental and, like, doing, just actually doing it, but it's the emotional turmoil that you have to face afterwards of doing said experience.
Oh, really? I feel like I'd get over it really quickly. What is it, like, a couple of weeks, and then you go home, and you're like, well, that was fucked up.
But what if on the show you're all like, I'm not gonna find love, and you're just like, oh, I'm really into this person, and then you become that person that they, like, the dramatic moment on the show, and you're like, how did I become this person?
I would love if that happened to me. But, like, again...
Suddenly, I was the main character.
Then again, like, you go home and you, like, go back to your real life and you're like, oh, that was all... Whatever. Like, I feel
it
like...
It was all a dream.
I feel like I'd get over it really quickly. Yeah. No, I need more gay dating shows. I think it's fun. I think we should push for that.
Yeah. And that would work. Obviously, there's a demographic out here that wants to see
it. Yes, it's an untapped fucking market. Come on.
I know, and they're always trying to get the kids interested in stuff. That's how you get them interested. They're all gay anyway.
The kids. Yeah, it's true. Like,
I mean, I feel
Gen Z is so sexually fluid, and it's great. And it's like, that's one of the things I like about Gen Z.
Yeah. I feel like this may be, like, a vast oversimplification, but I genuinely do feel like the only ones who, like, watch TV... are women and gays. And then straight dudes are just watching sports and or being forced to watch whatever their significant other is watching.
I will say from, like, what I have experienced, which I'm not an authority on straight men, especially, as we all know, but they just watch it much more casually. In, like, just a much more casual... There's no... Sometimes there's a bit of a deeper, like, if they're a creative person or if they're a, you know, a personality type. But, like, I feel like most of the time, like, straight dudes are not watching, they're not emotionally connecting with it the same way that, like, we would be. And again, that is an oversimplification, but it's largely pretty true.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, like, the younger demographic where they're, like, the 18 to 35 or 20, whatever that range is. Mm-hmm. Like, where they, basically where they're trying to get, like, the young kid, like, the teenagers to, like, young adult demographic. I feel like when it comes to, like, the teen section of it.
Yeah.
Most teens are, like, that are watching TV or anything. I feel like they're mostly girls.
Yeah. Most of the time. I mean. Again, this is, like, a whole other, this could be a whole other discussion about. fucking our society. But yeah.
Yeah. But we can do that in a different episode. All right, everybody, next episode. What's wrong with society?
We really should. I feel like we should do one that gets, like, really serious and is like, what does, you know, media engagement and media portrayal of, like, gender roles. I feel like we could have a really, because I feel like you and I really pay attention to that sort of shit, you know?
Yeah.
We care about it.
Definitely. We can... Honestly, why don't it not be our next episode? I mean, I don't have anything written down for next week.
Yeah, true. All right. I mean, I feel like we've said some good stuff here, and we're going to get to actually doing that episode, and I'm going to be like, it sucks. But, you know, okay, let's put...
Maybe we should watch some infuriating media right before it, and then we'll be like...
Yeah, let's definitely, let's put that one on the docket. Of course, as usual, making shit up on the fly, what we're gonna do. Yeah, let's put that one on the docket, and then yeah, we'll see if it's next week. We'll see if it's... But yeah, for sure.
A year from now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we still have not done Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2, so...
Did we not? We did 5Ds after that.
We watched a whole other series. And I
to which I have not gone back to watch that yet.
Me either. And I still have to force you to watch GX. So.
I mean, I'll watch it. It's just bananas.
Please watch it. It's so bad. It's so good. It's so bad in such a good way. But anyway.
As always, thanks for listening, guys.
thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.